Registered nurse Sarah Brown typically cares for children in the castle that is home to Sanford Children's Hospital in Sioux Falls. With COVID-19 numbers surging, she now spends many 12-hour shifts on critical care and other adult floors caring for very sick adults. On a recent day off, while her baby and toddler were napping, I asked her how she's feeling.
I'm scared. I'm anxious. I'm exhausted. And I'm overwhelmed. There's constant change for nurses right now, whether it's policy, procedure. Everybody knows there's constant change with, you know, what's the right and the wrong with COVID. We're tired. We're abused at times. We at times feel hopeless and defeated. But then I stop and I pause and I feel empowered and I feel strengthened and I feel grateful. And I look around at my coworkers and my colleagues and I feel family. And I'm humbled, and I'm hopeful, and I'm not alone. I'm not in that battle alone.
Unfortunately, when it comes to her feelings of anxiety, Sarah has a lot of company, says Integrated Health Specialist Diane Mitchell-Johnson. In her work at Sanford, Diane is on call to help staff through traumatic experiences.
Yeah, everybody in mental health right now, our caseload has gone up considerably. And the people that we see, you know, before they would be managing their anxiety and depression at a moderate level, most now everybody's very heightened and everybody's just incredibly stressed out. And there's just so many other factors that play with that.
Specifically, death.
I mean, you've seen the numbers as far as how many people that die from COVID every day in South Dakota. And it's, you know, it's pretty darn alarming.
She explains that before the pandemic, healthcare staff in some areas of the hospital knew they would likely have a patient die on their shift. But the extreme amount of death brought on by the pandemic is taking its toll.
There's just a lot of sadness. And I think that's the piece that is just pretty much impossible to get away from, you know, when you work in an environment like this where so many people are dying consistently. That kind of has an accumulative effect on people's psychology, because in between shifts, they might not have that ability to kind of recoup mentally.
As a nurse, every day, COVID or non-COVID, I mean, we see and we carry a weight after our shift that most people don't have. And so I think when you are in the COVID unit, there's just a heightened level of taking that on and carrying that burden.
Because of this, Sarah Brown echoes Diane's concerns.
And it just kind of dawned on me, and I thought, you know, who takes care of the nurse at the end of the day? Who does look out for us when we are constantly giving of ourselves day in and day out? And that's what we're called to do. That's what we love to do. That's what we thrive to do. But if we, by nature, are not good at self-care, who's going to watch out for us? And so I challenge my coworkers and I challenge the communities to be vigilant of one another. And self-care and mental health is so important.
Driving home from a recent shift, Sarah says she was overcome with feelings for those she works with.
One night I was helping in critical care and I was on my drive home and I wanted to try to say to my coworkers something. And the only three words that I could think of was, I see you. And it just kept like resounding in my head. And it just keeps playing over and over for some reason. And it doesn't matter. It's, I see you. I see you in the laundry department pulling extra hours because our laundry needs have gone up astronomically. I see you in nutrition services, who are people who are now being asked to sit with people who are delirious and need to be kept safe. I see my nursing coworkers who are pulling extra hours, taking extra load. The acuity of patients is high. I see you.
For her own mental health, Sarah says she relies on her faith and family. So she spends her days off focusing on her young sons and husband and makes time to read her Bible. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.